Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Lama Gimel Chulin 33. And today's Daf Yomi, we first go back to a statement that Reish Lakish said on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Reish Lakish said on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish Shachar Esakana V'Achar Kachnechvara Reya Kshera, that if a person will slaughter the trachea, which is the kana, and then in between, before he's able to slaughter the esophagus, the lung will become punctured, which normally would make the animal not kosher, a trefa. Under this case, Reish Lakish says that the animal remains kosher. And what's the reasoning? Rava explains, Lama Rabbi Shimon Lakish Ela Bereya. Reish Lakish says his principle that if you slaughter the trachea, you sever the trachea, and then the lung gets punctured of the animal, that it's still kosher, whole of the chaye re'ya tuluya bekane, because the existence of the lungs are dependent upon the trachea. And so therefore, after a person has slaughtered the majority of the trachea, it's really like it's not connected to the animal anymore. And so therefore, the lung is like it's placed in a basket. And so therefore, it's not part of the animal, really, so to speak, because it's completely dependent upon the trachea. But by the other internal organs that are connected to the esophagus and not to the trachea, Reish Lakish's principle would not apply. And he would say that indeed the puncturing of those lungs, organs would indeed make the animal a trefa if it's before the veshet has been severed. That is the principle of Reish Lakish. Comes along in our Daf Yomi, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov gives his own chiddush on top of what Reish Lakish had said. He said, Shmami Nami Reish Shimon Lakish, from the fact that Reish Lakish taught this, that after a person has severed the trachea, it's considered as though the lungs have been, so to speak, placed in a basket. We see from here, Mizamnin Yisrael al b'nei me'ayim, that we can invite Jewish people to a meal that where they serve the organs that are dependent upon the trachea, like the lung. The ein mizamnin ovdei kochavim al b'nei me'ayim, but we cannot invite the people who are not of the Jewish faith to such a meal. And the reason is, explains the Gemara, my time. And what's the reason that a Jew can eat the lungs, whereas the non-Jew cannot eat lungs? Because Yisrael, the b'shchita talyum also, because the Jews' ability to eat meat is dependent upon the animal being slaughtered, and that's what allows the meat to be eaten and not to fall under the prohibition of eating something from a living animal, aver minachai. That is because kiven de ika shlita mal yasa ishtrelu. Since there's a valid slaughter, the Jewish person is allowed to eat the lungs. And even though at the moment when the lung is ripped out of the body, so to speak, and placed in the basket, so to speak, it's considered to be before the animal is completely killed, because we say that once the trachea has been severed, it's as though the lung has been removed from the body. Nevertheless, because it was slaughtered properly, we say that the lung was severed in the proper fashion from the body. And so therefore the act of shechita, so to speak, is what is going to allow the animal to be eaten. And so too the lungs can be eaten. However, ba'ovdei kochavim, when it comes to the idolaters, dibinechira sagiluhu, that their ability to eat meat is not dependent upon shechita, upon a ritual slaughter, but it's on nechira, just stabbing the animal in any way. By the way, we say parenthetically that the Maratz Chayas infers from here that even a person who's not Jewish, by Jewish law, can only eat the animal if the animal dies via being killed. But if the animal just dies on its own, that would not be sufficient for the non-Jew to be able to eat the meat, because we see from here, d'minechira sagiluhu, that it's okay for the idolater to eat if it is stabbed. And we see from here that, back to the text of the Talmud, uva misa talyum milsa, and so therefore the removal of the prohibition of ripping out a limb from an animal is dependent upon the animal fully dying. But once the animal has been, the trachea has been slaughtered, we said, it's as though the lungs have been removed from the body. And so therefore, hani ke'aver minachai damu, this lung, it's as though it is like an aver minachai, because because the second the trachea was severed, it's as though the lungs have been removed from the body, and yet the non-Jewish person can't eat the animal, can't eat any the lungs, because they've been therefore taken from the animal, so to speak, before the animal is fully dead. And so therefore, according to this approach, only if the animal is slaughtered, only the Jew can eat the lungs and not the non-Jew. And so therefore, if a Jew is having a party and he's serving lungs, that he wouldn't be able to invite the non-Jewish person to that party. So it says Rav Papa, Hava Yasivna Kameh Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Ubay de Emile. And so Rav Papa says, I wanted to say to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mi Kamidi do Yisrael Shari of the Kochavim Aser. Is it really possible that for a Jew something would be permitted, but for the idolater would be prohibited? But I didn't say that to him because he had a reasoning for his matter. So we see from here a fundamental principle that he was going to raise, this concept of Mi Kamidi. Is it ever the case that the Jewish person is going to be allowed to do something which the idolater is prohibited to do? And he didn't say that in this case because there was a good reasoning for it. But generally speaking, this is the principle. We assume that somebody becomes Jewish not to get out of having to do laws, but to take upon added levels of holiness. So we're not going to allow for the possibility that because somebody is Jewish, he has ability to do things which are prohibited to idolaters. And so therefore, basically, the whole concept of accepting Jewish faith upon ourselves is to try and serve Hashem in a greater way and take upon more laws upon ourselves, not to get out of something. And that is the concept of Mi Kamidi. Is it ever the case that for a Jew something will be permitted, whereas for an idolater it'll be prohibited?